Welcome to your High Vibration Life podcast with Robin Openshaw, also known online as the Green Smoothie Girl. When you're living your high vibration life, you're healthier in every way. You're more productive, creative, peaceful, and loving. Your high vibration life is calling. And now your host, Robin Openshaw.
Hey, Robin Openshaw here, and welcome back to your high vibration life. And today I want to talk about high vibe and low vibe emotions. There are positive energetic states and there are low energetic states, and you think of them as emotions. Remember that emotions are just energies in motion. And so earlier, I believe it was episodes 6 and 7, we talked about how to spend 90 seconds metabolizing, reframing, and releasing any negative emotion. But today, what I want to focus on is you're taking a tiny little quiz, which you can find in the show notes. If you want to print it and then come back to this episode, you can. The consider and create sheet for this week is a little chart of the positive emotions and the negative emotions. And so your goal is going to be, after we go through this, first of all, it's going to be to identify what high vibration emotions you're not feeling enough of and what low vibration emotions you're feeling too much of. Now, if you're driving in your car or you're out for a walk and you can't take the quiz on paper, it's okay to think through it for now, but best if you go to greensmoothiegirl.com/episode12 and print off these two charts. And I want you to circle between 1 and 5 how much of each of these emotions you're experiencing. Okay, because emotions have an energetic charge, and how much time you're spending in high vibration emotions has everything to do with whether you're living at a high frequency, which has everything to do with whether other people are experiencing you as high vibration and then consequently raising theirs. And so I'm about to share with you, even if you're out for a walk or driving or something and you don't have the sheet in front of you, I'm going to share with you the emotions that each evoke a state of a high vibration that you're going to have your own personal unique reaction to. Okay. But generally speaking, people have positive associations with each of these states, and we all want more of them. So I want you to rate how much you consciously or unconsciously experience these states of mind. And 1 would be never or almost never. 2 would be not very often. 3 would be occasionally. 4 would be fairly often. And 5 would be often or daily. Okay. So if you don't have the paper in front of you, just remember 1 is never-ish, and 5 is often or daily. Okay. So how much do you experience these high vibration states? Give yourself a score. Gratitude. Optimism. Empathy. Love. Joy, fun, peace, calm, fulfillment, purpose, flow, abundance. Okay, so there's lots that I could say about each of those words. I kind of wanted you to have your own experience with it, but in case you got stuck on flow or abundance, for instance, flow is that state where you're in your work during the day, or maybe you play a sport, or maybe you're sitting on the floor playing with your child and you literally lose track of time because you're so immersed in it. You're so enjoying it. And it could be work or play, but that state of flow is one of the most high vibration states we ever achieve. And the more you achieve it, the more you love your work and therefore your life, right? Abundance, of course, is that feeling of there's enough. I have enough. I have plenty. You feel affluent. You feel healthy and wealthy. You feel that you have many friends. These are the kinds of things that go with the idea of abundance. All right, now let's take a look at the negative emotions. I want you to rate how much you consciously or unconsciously experience these states of mind. So if you never or virtually never experience this, give yourself a 1. If you experience it really often or daily, you're going to give yourself a 5. Okay, here they go. Resistance. Anxiety. shame, anger, self-doubt, jealousy, fear, critical of yourself or others. Okay, so whether you've used the paper or not, hope you do later, it's really important to spend a few moments on each of these emotions to think about whether you have a tendency towards some of the negative ones, experiencing them too much, and whether some of the positive ones you experience very little. So then what you do is you take a 3x5 card and you write one of the positive states that you feel like you're missing in your life on each 3x5 card. You can put it on your mirror in your bathroom. But what I want you to do with it is when you meditate, maybe you're just a beginning meditator, but if all you did was sit for 5 to 10 minutes a day and breathe in through the nose, count to four slowly, breathe out through the mouth, exhale slowly. And as you release the air, say release. If that's all you did, you're already meditating. You've got yourself a great start. But as you breathe in, think of one of these states, one of the states that you wrote on your 3x5 card that you're not getting enough of. You're not getting enough of this kind of juice in your life. As you breathe in, think this word, say this word in your mind. And then as you release the air, you think of one of these negative states that you live in too often and you release it. You emotionally, mentally, and physically release the energies of that emotion that you've been feeling too much of. So practice on the breathing in, thinking of the positives, and on the exhale or the release, think of releasing these negative vibrations. Okay, so our upcoming episode is on how to use tapping or the emotional freedom technique to release more of these negative vibrations. I hope that'll help you too. In the meantime, don't forget to get your Consider and Create sheet, which is a quick little quiz on all of these positive and negative emotional states. I hope this helps you get really clear about what you want to work on towards your high vibration life. See you next time.